This is Chris Johnson. It's a fucking holiday season, baby. I fucking love this time of year. I love it so goddamn much. I love Christmas time. I got all my fucking Christmas movies and shit to watch. I watch the same Christmas shit every year. I fucking love it. I don't watch like the Hallmark Christmas movies because I don't give a shit less about that. I like, you know, The Night Before and fucking Charlie Brown's Christmas and Bad Santa and fucking Christmas Vacation. All that shit. Elf. Scrooge. I like that one too. I watch those movies every fucking year. I fucking love them. Rudolph? I already watched Rudolph this year, kind of. I watched it with my niece. Again, kind of. I was at my mom's house. Let's get my tires swapped out of my car. I got fucking snow tires. I keep the whatever tires I'm not using, the all seasons of the snows, I keep them in my mom's garage. But my niece was over there. It was like my mom's day with her niece or whatever the fuck. A lot of nieces and nephews. Like my mom like trades them off. Like she can't handle them all at once sometimes. So like, okay, I'll take one out to fucking breakfast this day, one out the other day. So it was fucking niece tease fucking time. And she asked me if I wanted to watch Rudolph. So I watched Rudolph with her. But she's still afraid of the fucking bumble. You know what else she told me too when I was with my niece? I don't know how the fuck old she is. She's doing like pre-K, so like 4 or some shit. She was super jacked up. She like ran up to me in my mom's house. And she's like, Uncle Chris, I have got a sports bra on. I was like, what? The fuck, like now? What are you doing, some fucking rugby or some shit? Like, why are you rocking that? She's like, it's blue. Your sports bra's blue? Like, I don't know how deep I want to get in this conversation with a fucking 4-year-old about her fucking undergarments. She told me that she's got 2 of them. One's blue and one's like gray and got hearts on it or some shit. I didn't look, but that was as excited as I've ever fucking seen her. So, gifts. Right? Gifts. I love getting gifts. I love giving gifts. I love fucking gifts in general. And this fucking time of year where it's like fucking shit's heating up with fucking gifts, right? I gotta be honest though, like I don't want anything anymore. Like remember when you're younger? Like I'm 39 years old now. Maybe you are younger. I don't fucking know. Maybe you got like a list of shit that you want. I don't fucking want anything anymore. Like there's nothing that I want. Gets more and more difficult. My mom asked me for a Christmas list every year. It gets more and more fucking difficult to figure out shit that I want on the Christmas list. Like it's been like, oh fuck, what do I need? I guess I need some new fucking blankets. I'll ask for those. Like blankets and pillows. That was last year. I got like pans 1 year. I just ask for shit that I fucking need. Shit that I need that I don't feel like fucking buying. You have that shit? Like, I don't want to fucking buy that. I don't want to go out and get fucking pans. You know what? I'll ask for that for Christmas. It'll fucking knock something out. I don't even remember what I asked for this year. Hangers? And, like, running gloves? I don't remember. What the fuck did I ask for? I wrote it down somewhere just so I'd know, but I don't know what I did with that list. But it gets tougher and tougher. I do like giving gifts for people though. I get really jacked up about it. I'm still fascinated by people who can't give gifts, as if giving gifts is fucking trigonometry. It's not fucking difficult. You're around people, you find out what they like, you get them something that they kind of like. I understand how it's sometimes maybe difficult to buy gifts for like kids, but that's a fucking child. You know, sometimes people can't buy their partner gifts. How can you not buy your partner gifts? Like I knew some asshole one time. She was like, I'm a terrible gift giver. You fucking live with the guy. You don't know what the fuck he's interested in? How the fuck can you fucking live with somebody and have no fucking idea what they like? I don't fucking get that. You know what it is? If you're a shitty gift giver, you're fucking lazy. And sometimes you got those assholes that give gifts like based on what like they would want. My dad used to do shit like that all the time. My dad was a fucking terrible gift giver too. He was fucking awful. He'd be like, well, I'm gonna get you, you know, some nice speakers. Like, I don't want speakers. Well, I'm gonna get you some nice speakers. I don't fucking want speakers, goddammit. I'm gonna upgrade your computer. This motherfucker doesn't need an upgrade. Like, stop giving me shit that you would want. This motherfucker thinks, like, I would want speakers. I'm gonna get my son speakers. I don't want fucking speakers, goddammit. One time he got me the movie Deliverance. He's like, I'm gonna get you something really special. This is for my birthday 1 year. This wasn't Christmas. First of all, he, like, forgot my birthday. Which, fine. And is totally understandable because he's a dick. But, like, he didn't say shit about my birthday. And then like my birthday happened, he's like, I didn't get you a gift yet, but I'm gonna get you a gift. Oh, cool. Awesome. Fuck off. And then he gave me the movie Deliverance. Like a week later, my birthday's in July, like in August, I got like the movie Deliverance. Like I've never seen Deliverance. I don't give a fuck about Deliverance. I never fucking even spoke to him about the movie Deliverance. I didn't say like, you know what? I really would want the movie Deliverance. I hear it's good. You know what? He wanted to watch the movie Deliverance. He's like, we gotta watch this. You bought me this movie so I could watch it with you? Like, first of all, I don't think he wanted to watch the movie with me. He just wanted to watch the fucking movie. Motherfucker, I watched it that one time. I've never watched it again. I don't give a shit about the, like, what the fuck? Why the fuck did you buy me that? You're not shopping for yourself, you fucking dick. Jesus fucking Christ. He used to do that for my mom too. Like, I don't know if they had like a limit. Like when I was married, we had like a limit. Like, okay, the limit this year is whatever the fuck it is. Because like, I don't know, like if, especially for somebody like me, like I need a limit. Like I need to know where to go. Otherwise I'll keep buying shit. Cause I'll keep finding stuff. Cause I'm not a fucking heathen Neanderthal asshole. And I know what like my spouse likes. So like, I'm gonna like keep getting shit. Like I have all these fucking ideas. Motherfucker, my ex was born in December and Christmas, and I still fucking never ran out of any fucking ideas. But I don't know if they had like a limit. I do remember like mom worry about like money sometimes. She's like, don't want anything too expensive. He's like, no, you're going to get this. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, good. Like, fucking start marital strife because you're insisting on getting her some fucking gift that she's not even asking for. He would get her all this, like, extravagant-ish shit. Like, this big fucking sewing tab, or whatever the fuck it was. Like, all this crazy shit. And, like, she was never really interested in it. And then he'd get pissed that she wasn't interested. But, like, at the same time, she kind of already told you that she didn't really want the specific thing that you went and got anyway. And then I would just watch them fucking fight. Hey, Merry Christmas. Are mom and dad fighting? Ah, it's a fucking tale as old as time. Except, you know, it's not going to end up like Beauty and the Beast. I mean, he's a fucking beast, but not like a fucking good dude that's just like cursed in a castle with a fucking rose. I'm going way too deep into Beauty and the Beast. Actually, my dad liked the movie Beauty and the Beast. Like the cartoon, he would like watch it. Now, I'm not against Beauty and the Beast. I actually like Beauty and the Beast myself. But like, my dad's a sack of shit. Like, what's this guy interested in Beauty and the Beast for? This motherfucker's Gaston, goddammit. And not like the fucking cartoon version, like the fucking live action version of Gaston that was just a bigger sack of shit. I like the live action movie as well. I watched it recently. It was on like during the pandemic. I'm like, I'm gonna fucking sit and watch fucking Beauty and the Beast, goddammit. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Podbean's the host. All the episodes are there. Twitter, Johnson Hates You, Facebook Timeline, and on Instagram, you can see me, baby. Maybe 5 minutes.